chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8. I will read it. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. From 6 to 7, 9, please read together. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and ox, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Okay, the Pastor Lee and Pastor Leo Han and Pastor Hong Jung-hyun, now they are preaching gospel in Russian in Moscow and especially in Estonia. Now they are in journey for preaching gospel. I'm sorry, I just missed the recording for the pastor source, you know, pray. But anyway, we have to pray and join to preach the gospel in there. If we are family member, we have to take interest about each member's some kind of, you know, the event. That is, you know, the natural thing that we have to take interest other family members' matters. In church, we are family. Therefore, any kind of matters and event in church, you have to make we have to take interest about that. So we have to preach gospel through church. Therefore, until they return our church, we have to pray with our heart to preach the gospel in Russia, especially in Estonia. Let's think about Apostle Paul. Because of, you know, prayers, the Apostle Paul, he can courageously preach gospel to other people. Several times Apostle Paul, and he asked about the prayer request to churches around him. So we have to gathering our mind and to preach gospel as a one unity. That you must think about that. And therefore, especially in this our time, God opened the gate for our church to preach gospel outside of this world. Before I just come up this auditorium, I saw the foreigners from different countries, English, Romanians, or Korean American. Currently, so many the foreigners, they just visit our church. I'm very happy to see that God using our church to open the gate to preach gospel overseas ministry. So please also pray for those the brothers and sisters who are working for the translation, interpretation, or something like that. So that we have to pray for. And please remember Pastor Leo Han, who is preaching gospel in Russia. Now, fourth season is our the harvest season. So this is also spiritual harvest season. So on the 22nd of October, we're going to have the big Bible seminar. 3 times per week in Seoul Church, we have the big Bible seminar, which is read by Pastor Lee. We know that, you know, every week we have Bible seminar in Seoul Church, but 3 times, you know, we have some biggest Bible seminar. And on the 22nd of October, we're going to have a Bible seminar. This is a time for harvest. You don't have to sleep, that you have to wake up and make the effort to join for harvest. So please do not sleep, and just wake up to join the important matter. This probably can be last time to preach gospel. Please look at any other people who doesn't know about the Bible seminar or the gospel. This is the most important thing. So we have to understand about that. Sometimes we don't know about how important it is. Sometimes it is kind of, you know, repeated matters. But however, please think about one lost spirit, how important for them. So every moment you have to think about the disease, that you have to do your best to preach gospel to other people. Therefore, there are many the subject that we have to pray for 22nd October of the Bible seminar, and also the priest pray for the pastors, you know, who are now preaching gospel in Russia. Now today we're going to share about the Psalm chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8, there are many the impressive, you know, the testimony. And he said that, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens." In front of the Creator, now David, who wrote this Psalm chapter 8, he, with a big impression, he just give all the glory to God. He said, the end of the verse, chapter 8, verse 1, he said, "Who have set your glory above the heavens. Heaven is the great thing, great creature for us. You know, we know that how is high and it's big. But God has glory above heavens. The bigger and is, you know, more powerful. So when we know that God and He is above heavens, so we can give all the glory to the God. So he said, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens." The Lord means that is, you know, promising. He is a creator. So Jehovah, or Lord, He is just staying by Himself, and He created everything. And spiritually, He is the God with covenant with His people. Because Jesus Christ, He promised that a long time after, in Old Testament, the prophecy prophesied that, you know, the long time after one man will come here and as a savior, he is Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jehovah, Lord himself, the name, is kind of promise with all universe. That is, you know, long time after Jesus Christ will come to the earth and to purify all sinners' sin. Therefore, we have to give all the glory and all, you have to give all thanks to Him. He is a personally, if you can say that, if you can ask Him as your Savior, that is very, you know, wonderful thing that He is a creator, but you have some experience as Him, as our Savior. That's amazing. That means, you know, He gave us many fortunes. Some, you know, therefore we can do for, we can praise His name just like David at chapter 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all years who have set your glory above the heavens. In Psalm 144 and 144 and verse 15, it says, happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Therefore, we have to think about that. We are the happiest man in the world. You know? Some people just, you know, the worship 3,000 times in front of the statue, Buddhist statue, every day. But, you know, his or her, the religious, the matter is kind of vague. It's not clear their God. I mean, but we know God, our Lord, you know, the true Bible, He is the sure and He is arriving in the heaven. Therefore, we have to give all thanks to God. And also, there are many the religions, they don't, you know, have any kind of truth. So we know we are in this, the precious fellowship in this cult, in this church. We also have to thanks to God. And also we saw sometime some people, they just left our this precious fellowship and go to the heresy. I mean, the not just the righteous, you know, the religion. So we have to be very satisfied. We have to be very happy about that we are staying in this precious fellowship now. There are many people, they don't know about God and Creator, and they just worship to useless idol. Therefore, whenever I see them, you know, I praise my God name, and I'm staying in this precious fellowship, and I got saved from the Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's think about chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8, whenever you read chapter 8, and you see there are many verses that we can find out easily at New Testament. In New Testament, the related Jesus Christ, the many time the using those verses in chapter 8. Let's find out verses in New Testament, how, you know, it applies. Matthew chapter 21, verse 16. Jesus Christ, he said that in verse 16, said, and say to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infant you have perfected praise? Jesus Christ, he said, you have perfected praise. Have you never read? We already read in Psalm chapter 8. Jesus Christ, you know, criticizes those, the Jews, you know, who criticizes those, the babies and children, and who are just the welcoming for Jesus Christ. Let's open Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 27. How the verse 27, for he has put all things under his feet. When? It's chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8. For he has put all things under his feet. So all many New Testament verses is the quote the Psalm chapter 8. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 27 it said, for he has put all things under his feet, but when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. So in this verse, this verse quote Psalm chapter 8. Let's one more verse. Let's find the Hebrew chapter 2. Hebrew chapter 2 from verse 6 to 7. Hebrew chapter 2. Let's read it together. Chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. But one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. Okay. So, please make underline that, but one testified in a certain place, saying, so we can say that this is the prophet. This verse is already written in Psalm chapter 8, by David, with his testimony, and so this verse also quote Psalm chapter 8. So apparently we can say that the writer of the Hebrew, that we can say that the who David. When? Long time ago in Old Testament, where? In Psalm chapter 8, this verse, the quoted by, quoted, quote the Psalm chapter 8. In Bible, there are many the people and many the things that is, you know, the testify Jesus Christ, all the names and all the things. Or, you know, some the things that, you know, just to testify Jesus Christ himself. When we just say, look, behold, there. Sometimes it's just the people, you know, only see that finger. If we say, please, behold, there. Some people, you know, we just ask them, you know, please see that moon. But they just see that finger. Many people, they are accustomed with the words, but they don't know about ultimate, the pointing, for that, They just think about a custom with the birth, but inside of the meaning, there is deepest meaning about Jesus Christ for that birth. What do you read in Bible? Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, through Bible, we know that how precious Him and how He is the connected with us in our daily life. If you read Bible correctly, you know that you can have a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. You cannot depart from Him and you can feel His love. We can see Him, but we can love Him, and we cannot know Him, but we know Him through the Bible. If you learn Bible and Scripture in right way, you can love Him. Because we know that through Bible how He loved us. He loved us till His death. Remarkably, we find out through Bible how He loved us. Therefore, we can have some sincere relationship with Him. The Bible makes us those kind of relationship between God and us. Wherever and whenever, we are placed on, and we can find out then about Jesus Christ. Through the Bible, we can see Him and His love and His faith. We can read how He loved toward us. We can find out in any chapters in Bible about Jesus Christ. Bible itself, it testifies Jesus Christ. He is an answer. Before our salvation, with our knowledge, we have heard about Jesus Christ many times before our salvation. Formerly, we just attend the church before our salvation. We have learned, we have heard about Jesus Christ tremendous times. However, we didn't know about how He loved toward us on the cross. When we see, when we experience that born again, now He became our Savior, this is personally we experienced about that love. Then we can say we got born again, we saved, this is eternal redemption, we become a children of God, and He saved our sins, He purified all of our sins. Then, we know who is Him. All Bible, all Scriptures, please find out, please make efforts to find out about Jesus Christ. Bible itself, Bible gives how we can receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. So, and also we know that through Bible, we will see that naturally we are changing. So Psalm chapter 8, today our main chapter is also talking about Jesus Christ. He is Messiah and He is Himself. We can find out Him and through Psalm chapter 8. And also, Psalm chapter 8 is talking about that He is a representative of human being and He is a reader and representative of our human beings, and He's talking about all people. This Psalm chapter 8 is, the covenant and promise with all people between God and us. This, is directly is talking about Jesus Christ, and also it is, the word for all people who are all born again Christian in this world. Let's open Bible, go back to Psalm chapter 8. Verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. So he says, out of mouths of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength. So Jesus Christ, he said, you have to be just like a babe. Then, you know, you can enter the kingdom of heaven. This is kind of attitude of us. When we receive, you know, gospel, our mind is supposed to be as pure as like the little babe. This describes about our attitude toward truth. Because babes is very clear and pure, and also the babes is always looking for his or her parents. This is attitude toward truth. In front of truth, our attitude, we have to be as babes. Please, we don't have to say that we know something. If we say we know something about, you know, some truth, then we cannot receive a pure truth. So, therefore, whenever we try to receive something, we have to be as, our mind be as just like babes. About truth, we have to be very pure, and we have to be as clean, just like babes. Sometimes, the truth is cannot be understood by our knowledge. But you know that God's word is true. Sometimes we cannot be understood by our experience, our knowledge. But it's okay. We need to believe His words. That is, you know, our attitude toward and truth. It's always pure and always have some kind of, you know, humble themselves. Long time ago, I and my little babes, you know, went to some crowded place, and my babe has scared about the many people and noise of a car, and when she afraid of something, and she just solely depend on me in my arms, and whenever my baby and listen that big noisy, and he won't fully depend on me and in my arm, in my breath, and he just hold me and form me, I was very happy. Just like that, the same. God, you know, just like babe, just like baby, purely, he won't see that, you know, we fully, let us, you know, fully depend on him, just like baby. And Jesus Christ, he said that you have to be just like little baby if you want the kingdom, if we want be a kingdom of heaven. When Jesus Christ, he ride on the donkey, and all little children, they welcome him, just like Matthew chapter 21 verse 16. But unfortunately, chief priests and scribes, they criticize Jesus Christ, but only little children, they crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. If Jesus Christ and he entered Jerusalem with some, you know, prostitute and fishermen, but they kind of, you know, just like not just a famous man with Jesus Christ enter Jerusalem. If we have the attitude just like the Pharisees, we can see the hidden meaning about Bible. Now think about Pharisees. They say they knew everything, and they say they are very like a pious Christian. They are law keeper. They don't know how they humble themselves. We have sometimes the mind about Pharisees. If you have that kind of arrogant mindset, if you try to read the Bible, you can't understand the deepest meaning about the Bible. But if you have your mind just like a little baby, an attitude just like baby, if you attend church, if you read Bible, then you can find out some, you know, the deepest meaning from Bible. So you have to look back, you have to review yourselves, you know, whether you are just like the pure babe, or you are just like a Pharisees. I mean, you are very boastful about your knowledge. Instinctly, that we are just like Pharisees, because we have our own flesh. We have to be very pure in front of the truth, and so then, you know, we can praise His name from our deep heart. Then we can be used by God and to preach this gospel. And Francesco, Italian, many people respect him. Some people ask him, Francesco, how you have to finish those kind of great works? And he answered, maybe God was looking for the simplest and powerless man in the world. In front of God, you know, I am really useless one, therefore God, use me. He knew that, how he are small in front of God. Therefore, he never say that he did something by himself, only he was doing because he is good. He never say that. That's right. In front of God, our mind should be just like little baby. Then God will use us. And when we are very pure, then, you know, God will use us. And therefore, in front of the truth, you have to be just like little baby. Albert Einstein, he discovered some truths. And he was thinking just like little baby when he was the mature man. Like, you know, pure mindset. You know, we know many pictures about Albert Einstein. Among his pictures, I saw, you know, Einstein with his tongue, you know, he pulled out his tongue just like a little baby. He just like smiling. Looks like very pure. He is the very famous scientist. Many people respect him. And his theory of relativity was very well-known theory. But, you know, I saw his picture, but it looks like a little baby, little children. Even though he are mature man. Jesus Christ, he said that please this truth be founded by the real children, not just those knowledgeable and the wise men. Please hide this truth for those knowledgeable and the wise men. Only reveal this truth to the little baby. After salvation, we understand how we are weak. We cannot live by ourselves strongly without Him. Therefore, verse 2 is said, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infant you have ordained strength. Psalm chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. We saw sky and star and moon. Now in David, he saw also same as us, the moon, stars. Whenever he saw those things, he was thinking about God and Creator and Savior. Unlike us, and he, whenever he saw the nature, and he will think about God. Some people say we can know about God and by two books. One was Bible, and the other one is our nature. Nature is, you know, we can find out, through nature we can find out Creator, and who is Creator? It's our Savior. He is filled with all this universe, therefore He created all the flowers, all the plants, all the animals. We are seeing all the creatures, who made them, the God made them. So whenever we see all the natural things, then in front of nature, then we accept Him as our Creator. So now in David, he was surprised that to see and moon and stars, and he was thinking about the God as his Savior. Therefore, all born again Christians, we can be impressed by we listen something and we heard something and we saw something. I saw a wide sea in the ocean, in mountain view. What do you think about that? You have to think about the Lord, our Creator. And some people say it just they just came from some, you know, the place, you know, so we kind of, you know, like we won't go there or something, like Alpes, Niagara Falls, you know, Grand Canyon, those the place. If you just go to those places without any kind of, you know, mood, that's nothing. If you go just a small mountain near your place, if you think about the God in top of the mountain, that will be better. So in front of nature, you have to listen about God. If you go Grand Canyon and Niagara Fall without any kind of mood about God, then that's nothing. So through nature, as you know, we can find out God is alive and He is creature. There are, you know, the blind and spiritual blind. They don't know about creature. Whenever they see many natures, natural things, natures. We are not the spiritual blind. Our spirit has, our spiritual eyes has opened when we are saved. Whenever we see the creatures and natures, we can see God is our Savior and He is creature. Now, especially is the quote about a children's song. The children's song is the if you are stressed out, then you have to go the mountain and see that the universe. So just like in chapter 8 in David, when he sees that sky and he will think about God. When he sees the moon, he will think about the God, the Lord. When you are in falling in love with someone else, whenever you stare at stars and or moon, you know, you just think about your lovers. If you really love our Lord, whenever you see the stars and moons, and even you know in through in your daily life, you can listen and you can hear. You can hear, you can see about then God, about our Savior. And verse 3 says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars, which you have ordained, there is skies, moon and stars, but there isn't sun. I just passed that, oh, there isn't sun. But some Christian, they said, they consider why there isn't any suns. And he said, oh, the David was in just at night time, therefore there isn't any suns. Because of night time, only moon and stars and sky. That's true. Sometimes we just forget. So think about it, during our daytime, we are very busy, we are really, you know, hard work, then we just really forgot about God. But when we encounter any difficulties and tribulations and sufferings, just like nighttime, we think about God more, you know. So the psalm is David. Probably he is, he can feel about God during his sufferings. And also in front of nature, we can understand how he powerfully created in heaven and earth. There are the much enough beautiful that we can't the measure how is great it is. Now, whenever we see nature, we can also very impressed that, you know, He is staying in above heaven. Let's open Bible, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Page 739, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's read together. You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve them all. The host of heaven worship you. It says, and you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. He is remarkable, the creator. We saw the many things that created by creature. From in front of universe, we are learning about the humble ourselves. In front of the in front of universe and skies, suns, stars, and oceans, all the creatures, that we know that we found out that how we are small and how we are weak. In front of the big universe, we are learning that, you know, we are really small, we are really weak. And also, in front of universe, in front of nature, we know that we are very powerless in front of disastrous things, that typhoon, you know, some earthquake and famine. We can't solve those kind of disasters. And we understand that how we are weak, and we found out how we are the useless in front of those kind of disasters. But now we have to understand that for those kind of small and weakest one, our Lord and Creator, He takes big interest about us. In front of the universe, we are really weak and we are very small. But however, our Creator, our Lord, He takes interest about us, and more than His creature, other creatures, universe. Therefore, whenever we see universe and nature, we can say that we are really, let's open Bible chapter 8, Psalm chapter 8. We can say that Psalm chapter 8, verse 4, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? In front of the big universe and nature, now we can say that, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? What is philosophy? The philosophy is only think about in few thousand years, they think about, they're talking about the, what is a man? But there isn't any answer from philosophy, but only Bible answer, the right answer about our inquiry, what is man that you are mindful of him? Who am I? What kind of value do I have? What is the purpose of living in this world? What is man? Only creature can give answer for this inquiry. You know, one comedian, he said, who am I? And I thought that is really philosophical, the query, who am I? Only God, you know, can give us the answer of that query. We cannot get our definition by ourselves about us. Only the Creator, His point of view, and He can give an answer toward us that, you know, what is us? What is man? What is we? Only His point of view, the answer from the Bible. What is man? The simplest answer from Bible. This came from Westminster, the English churches, the testimony, what is a man? They said, the purpose of living is render our glory to glorify God. Okay, render our glory toward God and enjoy himself and forever. That is purpose of living. Make God happy. That is our purpose of living. This is the simplest, you know, definition. But anyway, this is very reasonable. What is our purpose of living and what is, that is, you know, we are just created by God and we have to make happy and we have to live for Him and forever. And we have to worship Him with our hearts. In God's point of view, we have to think about our purpose of living. Then we can get our true value for living in this world. If we said our universe is kind of stones, we are diamond, we are very precious diamond in this universe. You know, our value in this universe is the most important thing. Our self cannot be compared with any kind of things in this universe. So you have to estimate about yourself. You have to know that Psalm chapter 16, you know, 16:3, it says that, as for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Let's open Bible. So Psalm chapter 16, Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 5. So we have to understand that the all people in universe is really, really important one. Let's open Bible, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 5. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him. We can apply this verse to us. I am a very precious one in this world. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 5, and so we can apply this part of this verse, for I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. So we have to estimate about ourselves in front of God's point of view. Just like that, for I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. When God, you know, think that, you know, we are very valuable one, then we have to think of ourselves as we are very important. And we have to understand that God himself, he is very glorious one. But in his point of view, and we are also very glorious. So once we deny him, then, you know, we forget the importance of ourselves. Therefore, once we have to accept Him as our Savior, then we can know that we are very valuable one in front of God. We know that without Him, without Lord, you know, our life is just like animal. God Himself, He is a very glorious one, but we becomes a glorious one through God through him. Therefore, once we deny him as our Savior, we lost our self. That is, you know, we are very valuable one. The woman, you know, sometimes they got some kind of some social rank when they marry with some other man. When this woman just get married with some thief, then she is a wife of thief. But one woman who just, you know, married with the president or the prince of England, then she becomes a princess or the wife of the president and first lady. Sometime this is kind of, you know, very tough words that long time ago in Korea, old people, they said the woman's destiny is to fully depend on her husband. Just like that truth, because of God's point of view, we got those kind of value from him. Because of him, we become a very valuable one, an important one in this world. So our the pure value can be given by God, our Savior. Therefore, we know that depart from him, we can't live in this world. Only when we are connected with God, then we become a valuable one. So God, the Bible says, you know, we are very valuable one in point of God's view. So let's think about why we are very valuable, and we are why we are the excellent ones in this world. Let's think about that. All of, you know, saints in this world is very important and very precious. Let's, first of all, God has born is, you know, the prepared world a long time ago. The all human beings has created by God is, and the plans was the plan the long times ago. Philosophers, they said, philosophy denies is God, therefore, the philosophy says, you know, we just, you know, automatically threw away in this world. Therefore, because, you know, philosophy just denies God, therefore, it cannot, it cannot prove so how we are living in this world. It just said we just threw away automatically in this world without any reason. But Bible says all human beings has been prepared long time ago under his plan. Because God, all human beings created by God's image. Therefore, we are very valuable one. When we try to buy the automobile or computer, when with full options and luxury one, equipped all the, you know, options, the all human beings, you know, God created us in the full option, I mean, like a really important one. This is not just cannot be probably, I mean, we can get this clear, the meaning. Anyway, when you just buy car and computer, then you know you will see the full options is automobile or computer is important, a very valuable one. The human being is God, you know, created us just like a full options car. He purchased us with His precious blood. Even we are perfect one, more than angels. Sometimes, you know, we know some pop songs that, you know, Mom, why you just to make me that, you know, to live in this world? But before, you know, my salvation, I just sang, I just sung, you know, many times about that songs. But after my salvation, I can't sing that kind of sing because I know that my purpose of living after my salvation, and also we are very precious because we are created by God's image. Let's open Bible, Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Now it's a holy trinity. The God, they make some discussion. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image." This is big project for Him. 27, let's read together. So God created man in His own images. In the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. So, human being created by God's image. Only one creature in the world is created by God's image. In verse 31, He said, "Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good." Not just good, He said, it was very good. So, unlike other creatures, human being has been created by God through discussion of Holy Trinity, Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit. Therefore, God went after His creation. God was very happy. When, you know, a mother has a baby in her stomach, and 10 months period, she loves so much about her babe. And she doesn't want written any bad story. She doesn't want to see any kind of bad pictures. When God created us and through those kind of, you know, the precious, the process, He created us as His image. Therefore, all human beings, we are very precious. Currently, I saw some magazine in United States, they said, what is our price of a human being? If we just, you know, if we can save our, the organs, the sperms, or, you know, eyes, if we just try to save, you know, our body, for, there will be, about $50 million. $50 million. Then, you know, I understand that I am living under $50 million, you know, house. How much is that the home you are living? Do you remember that $60 million man long times ago? He is very precious one. But I am 50 million US dollars, my organs and my part that is, you know, can be estimated by 50 million US dollars. Then think about our spirit. Even our flesh is 50 million US dollars. Then how much about our spirit? It cannot be estimated. You know how much for that, the one pig? And about $400. In Jesus Christ, his pure word, you know, the 2,000 pigs, you know, takes those devils, and the pigs, you know, just to fall down to the cliff and kill to make one man as the free from the devil's power. Jesus Christ put inside of his devil to 40 pigs. You know, one pig is $400. I mean, did he think about, you know, how we are important among those creatures? Let's open Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air. Verse 2 and verse 7 it says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, but and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. Only animal created by earth. But we have God's image. I mean, our spirit. We have a spirit. Animal doesn't have any spirit, right? So we have God's image inside of our heart. Spirit. So sometimes, you know, we just feel the gospel song that we are born because to receive love from heaven. You are born to receive God's love from heaven. The reason of you are born is for receiving God's love. You have to understand how you are important one. And you cannot estimate yourself. I mean your spirit. This is my watch. This is $70. My tithe is $20. My church is $50. Okay, I bought that, you know. If you buy something that you need, the kind of price you have to buy. Let's open Bible, Psalm chapter. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, New Testament. Let's think about our price. How God bought, you know, us, you know, with his price. Acts chapter 20. I lost, I'm sorry. He's talking about he bought a church with his brother. It is shown that, you know, how important we are. He was buying ourselves with his brother of Jesus Christ. For himself, the Lord himself, you know, we are very important. Therefore, he was buying us through his sacrifice. For himself, we got eternal redemption. So our value is really precious. he paid really expensive, you know, we can't imagine. So you have to understand your value. Then, you know, you cannot live just like animal. God created us just like his own image, and he bought us through his broad and precious blood on the cross through his sacrifice. So if we understand his love toward us and totally, then we can understand our value in this world. And we will see we are very precious one in this world. Through Hosea, the prophet Hosea, he said that, you know, just like Adma and Skoim, that is a city of, you know, city whose has filled with sins. But, you know, the Lord, our God, our Savior, he said, I never let them go just like Adma and Skoim. Just like that, you know, you are very precious one, and I will protect you and forever, because we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to understand that. So one more thing, that, you know, we are precious one, because we are very special. We are very special in front of God. Each of us is very special. There are none just like me. I am just only one man in this world. There are really, really many peoples in this world, but I can't find out a man just like me. Only I am, I can be just like me. Because in front of God, each of us very precious. Just like, you know, the factory just continuously produces the same products, that's not. Just I am just only one man in this world. But personally, I am very precious and special in front of God. That we are very special in front of God. God never produced, you know, same as me. Only I am in this world. I'm very precious one. You know, if diamond is just like the easy to get, just like a stone, that will be not this precious one. If we say diamond is very often to get in this ground, and stone is very important, just like a diamond. In the wedding ring, we will put a stone instead of diamond. We are very special. You know why? We are very precious. You know why? Because I am only one man in front of God. There isn't any man just like me. Then, you know, we can understand that self-being is very important. In front of God, we are only one man. Even though we are not perfect and we have our many weak points, but it's okay. There isn't any man who are instead of me. Sometimes we feel like some inferior feeling because compared with other people, but that's not important. That's not big deal. In front of God, all of us, you know, just like between I and God, I'm very important one. There are 12, you know, the germs to describe 12 tribes of Israelite. I mean, we are very precious, the diamond, just like diamond in front of God. I mean, we are just like precious gem and precious stone in front of God. That God promised that, look, you know, John chapter 14, and you know, the Jesus Christ, he promised that, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Through angel, he will protect us, and he knows, you know, he counts, you know, my hairs, and he knows, you know, everything for me, everything about me. Therefore, we are protected by the God. His angels, you know, surrounded by us, and they will protect us. Why? Because we are precious one. He bought us through his precious blood on the cross. And he promised that I will protect you and I will take care all of your situation. Through Bible, he makes sure that. We know that, you know, when we see newborn babe, the parents, and they will really take care of the precious babe. God will take care just like, you know, newborn baby. Now we are receiving his interest and his love. Let's open Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. Page 260. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. And 33, let's read together. And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents, to show you the way you should go in the fire by night and in the cloud by day. The Bible says, and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carried his son. We are living just like son that carried you, a man, carried your son. We are very valuable one in front of God. And we are very precious one. You know why? Because our future already has been promised by God. Our present life is not that very happy. You know, we are suffering many tribulations. But we know that our future already, you know, guaranteed by God. When, you know, the man, you know, who just the selected by president of, you know, one nation, before his inauguration, Anyway, he is become a famous man after his selection for president as a president of South Korea or any United States. Before inauguration, anyway, he is very important one. He became just suddenly important one. Sometime if we see the current life is very, it's not that easy, but we know that our future has been guaranteed by God. You know, also, we are very precious one. Because, you know, we are doing some precious one. What is that? Preaching gospel. Only born-again Christian can preach gospel. You know, when the in New Testament, when people preach by something, you know, the Bible, when we read Bible, the Peter should be sent to preach the gospel to people. If we're living that period, we might say that. Why don't we go to high priest to preach gospel? That's not correct. That's not right. He is like just fisherman. He is not that famous, just like high priest. But they need Peter. He was so precious one who can preach gospel. You know, Ethiopian, the eunuch, in Acts, you know, you said that he tried to listen, he tried to understand the meaning of the scripture, but only in Philip, through Philip, the eunuch can understand the important meaning of the scripture. I heard somewhere else, you know, that the rich man, I mean the chairman of big company, he always invite famous pastor or reverend to his home and to listen about true gospel. If those pastors and reverend is not born again Christian, I don't think he can be saved. Social rank is, even our social rank is lower than other people, and we are very poor. But we have this very precious one to preach gospel. We can save one lost spirit to the kingdom of heaven. That's why we are very precious one. We are valuable one in this world. I think the chairman, if he invite our saints in this church, he can be saved. Why not? You know, in Sodom and Gomorrah, there wasn't 10 righteous men. Therefore, Sodom and Gomorrah is collapsed by God. I know that in South Korea, never collapse, and we can peacefully preach gospel because in Korea, there are many numbers of righteous men. I'm born again Christian, therefore our country will be okay. That we are a soldier of Christ, that we can preach gospel, this is a remarkable work. You have to be very proud of this. That is, you know, you are worker of God. And you have roles and responsibility in this world to preach gospel to other people. Therefore, we are very precious one in this world. Therefore, all Christians, you know, when we preach on most important thing, then, you know, we will see that we are very important. What is that, preaching gospel to other people? He is singing about the gospel song that I am the worker of God, and he gives me a big power to preach gospel, and please use me according to your will. And I became a worker of God. Please use me according to your will. I really give thanks to you. Apostle Paul, through his testimony, he always thanks to God that, you know, God using him to preach gospel. So we have to give all thanks to God that, you know, we can be used by God to preach gospel. When I was, you know, the high school student, the teacher is called my name, Seo Do-seok. I was very happy. He called my name among many students and to use me just like, you know, to clean up for blackboard. But I was very happy, you know, because I thought that, you know, I'm precious one in among our classmates. Therefore, my teacher called my name to clean blackboard. I was very happy that, you know, I can be used for this class as precious one. I think, you know, if God doesn't use, if our Lord, our Savior doesn't use me as worker, my life will be very useless one. Therefore, I must be a valuable man in this world. That means, you know, I have to do something for God to preach gospel. And I couldn't do it. And we couldn't do it. Therefore, we have to seek any roles and responsibility in this church. You are part of Jesus Christ. You are part of branches of vine tree. God is loving this present time. And He is making us more valuable one. He makes us as precious one. This is one subject that we can glory Him. We can praise His name. If we don't have any interest about His caring toward us, and that is very sad. If we not impressed by, you know, His love, now our spiritual life has some problem. Now we become just like children of God, then we have to do something. And we have to check, you know, our value in this world through His work. We have to understand that. When we understand our value, we have to make effort to increase our value in this world. Our value is not just fixed every day, and He will make us to grow as true born-again Christian and to preach gospel to other people. We have to increase our value in this world. We need endeavor, we need effort. Then, you know, we have to fix our weak point and our fresh thing, our simple nature, to increase our value in this world. And we have to fix our past life. We have a failure that, you know, we don't want we don't want, you know, the think about that, but we have to look, we have to go forward, we have to go forward courageously. We are stumbling, but we just stand up. We have our life should be go continuous like that. We have to learn about our value. We have to get up, we have to wake up, and we have to go forward to increase our value. And also, if you understand your value in front of God, you must know other people, they are also very important ones in front of God. Therefore, you have to understand their value. To save one lost spirit, you know, how important it is, you will see, if you understand your value, then you can understand other people's importance, you know, in this world. We have to discover, if you discover God's love newly, then through this understanding, you have to love other people to preach gospel. I discovered one gospel song, just like today's sermon subject. He's singing now. The really was like, I didn't know that how I am precious one. His love before world created, His love always toward me. I really appreciate that, you know, you show me that love, and you teach me that love. Anyway, the lyrics of the song is really same as today's subject of our sermon. If we understand our value in front of God, then, you know, we have to share this love with other people and preach gospel this love to other non-born-again Christians. You have to make other people's spirit as important as your spirit. And also, we have to throw away our life for our brothers and sisters. We have to love each other. We have to share His love with other brothers and sisters whenever you understand your value in front of God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we know that today, through your sermon, we are very valuable one in this world. Now, we understand how we are important one, and please, let us understand our weakness and our sinful nature to fix and to increase our value. There are so many people, they don't know about you. Please, use us to preach your gospel to other people. Please help us. We really want to depend on fully, and please lead us in the right way. And please lead us and please guide us to the right way. And also on the 22nd of October, we are preparing for Bible seminar. Please also take care of all those, the schedule. I pray all these words in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.